spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy Friday! That's right, happy Friday. It's Food Bank Friday. And so, in the month of June, we are going to try and raise $20,000. And it will equate to 100,000 meals for Arizonans. We've partnered with St. Mary's Food Bank. And we ask you to text the word food to 411-923 and give what you can. We've got a lot of people that are hungry, that go to bed hungry. Their children don't get a meal in the morning anymore in Arizona. So it is a tough summer for some folks here.
Yeah.
So text the word food to 411-923. Coming in a half an hour, you're going to hear from a man who couldn't provide for his family, and they were hungry, and he lost his job, and he almost took his life until he found St. Mary's Food Bank. We're going to bring you that story at 5:30. But in the meantime, text the word food to 411-923. Let's help folks get a good meal. And it's all coming up on the show. President Donald Trump, if he is convicted, could face jail time, might not. I think a lot of things are up in the air. Some of the stuff is almost, it's either comical or it's, oh my gosh, how dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, why do you have documents in the shower?
What? Oh, in the ballroom where everybody can wander in and out.
At Mar-a-Lago. Right. Why is that? It's sensitive national security documents. It seems to me that Trump took some of this stuff out of the White House. He knew he took it out of the White House.
Yeah.
And I think he wanted to show it off, which is the really weird part about the whole thing. Like, he's not giving it to our enemies.
No. Do you remember?
He's showing it to his friends.
Stuff resurfaced from when Kid Rock went to the White House and he was talking to Tucker. And he's like, oh, yeah, I went over there. And Trump is showing me all this cool stuff about North Korea. And he is the guy that's like, hey, you guys want to know a secret that nobody else knows? Like, I know who killed Kennedy. Like, that's why. Do I think he read any of these things? No, not much. I think he wanted, if it wasn't about JFK being assassinated or aliens, Trump's probably like, I don't care. What's the stuff that could oppress my pals?
It's unbelievable. It really is. So, listen, they're going to have a trial, and I don't know when it's going to be. It could be in the middle of the election.
I don't think they'll be able to do that, because I think his people will be able to easily say,
I don't know, man. They're pushing this thing to move quickly.
Well, yeah, but he's going to have every chance to push this thing off. You can't tell you're not going to be able to tell my client that he's got to stop down and do this. And it's just, they won't be able to get it done before.
But they don't want to treat him differently, even though he is the former president. They don't want to treat him differently.
Yeah. Well, it's not treating him differently. He has the right to a speedy trial. He also has a right to delay his trial because they're going to say, you interviewed 150 or 200 people. It's going to take us a long time to get through all those people.
Let me put the kibosh on one thing. Folks thinking that Joe Biden might or should pardon him. Not happening. And it has nothing to do with Biden, in my opinion. Trump won't accept it.
Yeah.
See, like, Biden could make a deal, right? In exchange for you dropping out of the race for the White House, I'm going to pardon you.
You could never do that.
Well,
if you drop out of the race, I will pardon you or make this go away, you're admitting I can use the Department of Justice as my own hit squad against my political rivals. You could never do that.
But if Biden is going to pardon Trump, shouldn't Trump give him something?
Well, he's going to have to pardon Trump after a guilty, some sort of
he's
trial.
He's got to be guilty first. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Here's something that we haven't talked about all day.
Uh-huh.
It goes to court. Gets to court. And they come back with not guilty.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And then all of a sudden you're looking around going, wow, another not guilty. Man, this feels like, wow, he was right in that situation. Oh, my Lord. And let's say it does go fast. And that happens by August next year, which would be insane. But let's just say it does. Man, does he pick up steam even more from there?
Oh, if he's not guilty and it's before the election? Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He does because, how do you define a witch hunt? Because that's the word that Trump always uses. Because, like, with Russia, I always thought it was a witch hunt.
Absolutely.
I thought the Democrats tried to screw the guy because they didn't like him, and he wasn't one of them. He was an outsider.
I think a lot of Republicans and people around also feel that way. He's not one of them.
Okay. But how is this a witch hunt when there's a lot of information, if, you know, it's alleged, but that he lied to the FBI, that he blocked that. Here's one. It shows that Trump showed classified documents to other people, including, you know, a member of a political action committee. It also says Trump directed one of his aides to move the boxes before the lawyers came to search. I mean, that's new info that we got today.
I think the witch hunt thing comes from this. If you are going to indict him and charge him and go through with it, and your thing is you handled inappropriately all this information.
Yeah.
But then on the other side, you've already set the bar for the FBI going, oh, yeah, Hillary mishandled it, stuff. Hillary even saying in their statement that, yes, other people, if they did this, would probably be prosecuted. Mm. You've now handed the defense saying, OK, wait a minute here. You guys have already done something like this. And if you're not going to, I think what people want on both sides is what's good for one should be good for all. If you're going to say we're not going to prosecute somebody based on the fact that they destroyed evidence, by the way, there's no accusations that Trump destroyed anything here. And that was
no, he kept them all and showed it to people.
So
he didn't destroy them at all.
You, when they told you not to use your own private servers, you lied and said we weren't, and then you continued to do so. So if there's not one for it should be one for everybody, I think is the way they're going to look at it. That's how I think people think of it as a witch hunt.
Plus, see, I go down the road of a witch hunt this way. If it's a flimsy case and you're trying to nail Trump,
New York,
that seems like a witch hunt to me.
Where you're making up some sort of bizarre rule.
Yeah. Yeah. Russia, the New York thing, I can get on board with that. Witch hunt. Here, there's a lot of evidence that he did some really stupid stuff. This doesn't seem like a flimsy case. That's what I'm getting to. So I don't know how you can. This is not a witch hunt because they have a lot of evidence. They've got audio recordings. They know the documents that he took. Some were about nuclear weapons, and one was we talked to a veteran earlier today who said I'm trying to remember.
Well, he said if he went to the SCIF and he got something and brought it out, he would be prosecuted.
Right.
Well, Biden, Pence, Barack, W40, they all had done that. In theory, they broke the law, so they should have been prosecuted.
But did they take any of it home?
Yes.
Bush and Obama?
Okay. Every president has taken stuff home that was classified, top classified, super classified. But this is really about the cover-up.
Wait, so why is this one different? This is different with Trump because they asked for it back and he said no.
Yeah.
They asked for it back and he wouldn't give it to him.
I mean, in theory, you should prosecute them all for taking stuff home.
Right. But when they asked Biden and Mike Pence, can I have the stuff back? They said, come in and look and take everything. I don't want it. And it was the opposite with Trump, where he's like,
he said, I gave it to you all. Which, in theory, he might have thought he gave it to them all. Then he said, I gave it to you all again. And then he was like, well, at this point in time, I feel like you guys are coming back. And I've got a book that I'm creating or whatever.
Why didn't he just give it all up? He just shoots himself in the foot all the time.
This is all on, a lot of this is on his making. There's no doubt about that. And then trying to potentially, again, allegedly cover stuff up. And, you know, how many times have we heard this before? They got him now.
We've heard it
maybe
a million
times.
Maybe
they do got him now.
Yeah, they've heard it a million times. You know. See, it's one of those things where it's got to catch up to you one of these days, right? You would think.
Yeah. I always go back to, because eventually, exhaustion. Remember Armstrong, Lance Armstrong? You know, he was never caught. He just ran out of money and was exhausted. They never caught him. They broke him, but they never caught him cheating.
Then he admitted about it.
Yeah.
He admitted it. Yeah. I don't know. Trump convicted. Will Biden pardon him? Probably not. Will Trump go to jail? I'm guessing probably not. We're going to have to find out. We're going to have to find out exactly what he did, if it was wrong. That's it. You just got to wait. And it's really going to screw up the election. Because I think people are going to go back and forth. Do I want him? Do I not want him? All right. Coming up next, it is Food Bank Friday on the Gatos and Chad Show. St. Mary's Food Bank. Boy, they feed a lot of people.
They do.
You're going to hear the story of one man who lost his job, didn't have food to feed his family, and he almost ended it. But he didn't. And we'll tell you why next. All right, it is Food Bank Friday on the Gatos and Chad Show.
Yeah.
And we partnered with St. Mary's Food Bank again. Arizonans are in need. Arizonans are hungry. Arizonans are down in their luck. And we're just trying to use the platform that we have to raise $20,000 this month. That equates to 100,000 meals. You know, in a couple hours, you're going to sit home, have some dinner with your family.
Maybe go out to dinner tonight.
Yeah. There are going to be people going to bed without food. We ask you to text the word food to 411-923 and donate. Last week was our first week, and I told you it was slow, and I was a bit disappointed, but it's hard out there. Inflation and gas prices, and but, you know, there are people that are really down on their luck, and let's try and feed them this summer. Text the word food to 411-923. I got to read you this email.
Okay.
This is going to break your heart, man. So this is from Paul, who sent an email to St. Mary's Food Bank, and it says this: Dear St. Mary's Food Bank, I never thought, ever, that I would be in a position of needing help with food. COVID took my job first, then my health. My wife makes just enough income so that we're eligible for state services or help. It was very hard to ask for help because I know by me taking a box of food, someone else out there isn't getting one. Pride has been my biggest problem. I was too embarrassed and felt ashamed. When you can't provide food for yourself or your family, no matter how wrong it is to break the law, you do think about shoplifting. Once I started having dark thoughts, I turned to the internet looking for help, and I came across St. Mary's Food Bank online. I was at my lowest point. I considered suicide. Thank God I did not. I'm a fighter and I know things will get better. And St. Mary's made it so easy to get a box of food delivered to my door. The driver of the van that delivered the food made my day. He handed me the box. I thanked him. As I was walking away, he stopped me and told me, listen, things are going to get better. Hang in there. And the way he said it lifted my spirits. It didn't feel like something he says to everyone. He was very caring. I appreciate St. Mary's. I just want to say thank you. You showed empathy and you saved my life. So whoever you are reading this, just know you made a big difference. Please know you have been the best thing that has happened to my family. You need to know that. And that these are just not words. Paul. P.S. The minute I am able to get a vehicle and a job, I am going to donate to you guys. Oof.
Tough. It's a simple thing. We make it so easy. Text 411-923, and when you do, put in food. Boom. There you go. Can't get any easier. And when you hear stories like that, know that even if it's $5, it is going to help somebody.
Yeah. You change a life. You really do. I mean, Paul is considering taking his own life because he wants to provide for his family. We all want to provide for our families. And when you're down on your luck and you can't do it, and the one thing that we all find so easy to get is food, and you can't get that, you just feel like a failure.
Yeah.
And, you know, Paul found St. Mary's Food Bank, and St. Mary's saved his life. So that is a big reason why every summer the Gatos and Chad Show bring you St. Mary's Food Bank. It's a Food Bank Friday. It's presented by the UPS Store. We're only doing it this month. And we need to raise $20,000 and we need to move quick because we only have 3 weeks after this. So let's get 100,000 meals. Let's get people fed. Let's do that one thing today that's going to help somebody.
We make it so easy. Text 411-923. And when you do, put in food.
Text the word food to 411-923 and donate to people like Paul. You know, one stat, Chad, I wanted to give you. Almost one in five families that came to St. Mary's in April had never been to a food bank before. So people are on the edge, and they're clearly being pushed over. And it's time for you to help some folks. We're going to help some folks. We can all do it together by texting food to 411-923. Don't do it later. Do it now. You'll forget later. Text food to 411-923. Food Bank Fridays on the Gatos and Chad Show. Hey, coming up next, story time. It's something we like to do at the end of the show on a Friday afternoon, since we've given you 19 hours and 45 minutes of news all week. Coming up next is story time. We kind of share something from our personal lives next.
It's story time on the Gatos and Chad Show. After giving you 19 hours and 45 minutes of news this week, the guys give you an inside look at their personal lives.
It's right, end of the week, we get all warm and fuzzy. Chad, you mind if I go first?
Please do, sir. Please do.
So this weekend, I will be emceeing an event. I've done it for 15, 16 years now. It's for ALS. And if you don't know what that is, it's Lou Gehrig's disease. It is horrific. Basically, what happens is you start to fall, and you're not sure why. This is a tough thing to diagnose. The end result is this. You can't move a muscle. You can't eat anymore. You can't go to the bathroom by yourself. You can't get out of bed. You can't walk. You can't move. You're paralyzed. But if I were to come up to you and take this pen and jab it in your arm, you'd still feel it. That's the incredible thing about this. You know, many years ago, I had a friend with ALS named Steve Passo, and I talk about him every year right around this time. And I miss him. He was one of my best friends, became one of my best friends. I met him at the actual event. He got this diagnosis, which is just, I've known people who have gotten ALS and they're dead in 8 months. Also, you can, maybe you can live 5 years. He lived something like 10. He was a giant among men. But I met him at the first ALS event I ever did. And, you know, he took this diagnosis and said, you know what? My life has changed, but I'm going to fight. And he did that as long as he possibly could. But at the end of ALS, what happens is you basically choke to death. It's just so awful. And remember, there was a few years ago, we had the ice bucket challenge.
Yes.
The ice bucket challenge has now turned into something where they have a possible treatment. Not a cure. There's no cure. It's such a terrible disease. I think of Steve Passo every year, right at around this time, a guy who fought something that just was almost impossible to fight. But he just kept sticking around. And year after year, he kept coming back. And he was living with ALS. He just didn't want to die from it. He said, I'm going to live with this. And he went on trips. He went to football games. He still lived his life. Gosh, I think he jumped out of a plane. I mean, that's how badass this guy was. So I do this event for him every year. And I always remember Steve Passo, my buddy. So I'm going to do that event this year. I'm going to do a good job for him. It's story time on the Gatos and Chad Show.
You know, we're finishing up getting everything ready for, well, the move is almost done. We still have some stuff and some of the animals and stuff that we have to move over, snakes and things like that we have to get. But we are finishing up our estate sale is the last day tomorrow. We did it a bit last weekend. And this weekend we've got some of the other stuff because we had to clean some of the stuff out.
So basically you're moving from the house that you have.
Yes.
To your mother-in-law's house.
Yes.
She's basically giving you this house.
Yeah.
Is she going to stick around in that house?
It's actually two houses. And gotcha. So there's right. The house, you know, because the property's big and it's got two houses on it. So she's at the point where, you know, you start to get a little elderly. You worry because we had thought about moving up here, but my wife didn't want to be away from her mom, especially after her dad died and the potential for, we're not quite sure. So we said, all right, we'll do this. As we've moved all of this stuff and yesterday Charlie found a tent I bought her. This little really cool tent. Mm-hmm. So for Christmas, because we bought her this tent for Christmas. It's like a part Pegasus, part unicorn tent. That was supposed to be really kind of a neat thing, but we got it for her 2 years ago. And then Grandpa died, you know, basically from before Christmas, you know, till early January, we were at the house. And so she never got to use it. She found it.
Uh-oh.
Last night I come home. She's like, Dad. I said, what? Got the tent up. I said, what tent? Got to come see it. I said, oh, cool, cool, cool. I'm staying out here tonight.
Oh, gosh.
I said, you are? I said, because I got to get up at like, you know, 2 a.m. I got to go to work, so I can't have you wandering around the house. Nope, staying out here. Got up this morning, getting ready to leave the house. I thought I'd go check. Sleeping in the tent, passed out, little Charlie snoring, having the time of her life. And she got up at like 5 this morning because my wife let the dogs out. My wife said she's walking around like, yeah, I stay out in the tent. You guys got a problem with that? That's how big news I am.
She has got so much spunk.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Because last year, Jack and Lily were going to stay out back in the tent, and they kind of wussed out. Not Charlie. No. Charlie's like, let's do it.
When's she turning 5?
August.
August. Yeah.
It was just hilarious.
She's something else.
Yeah.
There's no stopping her.
No.
If she wants to do something, she's going to do it.
And that's what I love. And my wife's like, do you think, you know, she's such a bull. And I said, you know what? It's easier in life to pull back than to push forward.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Story time on the Gatos and Chad Show. We do it every Friday at the end of the show, kind of bring you into our personal lives. Well, you go home to Charlie. She's going to probably want to play with you while you want to go to sleep, but she's probably going to want to play with you.
Big news.
right. We've got Arizona's evening news. More Trump. What happens if he gets convicted? It's all up ahead. We'll see you on Monday at 2 for fun.
Deal with it.